Greetings and welcome to The End. Last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the listener-focused directory and weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they reach the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Before we begin, my apologies for missing last week's episode. You can blame my kidneys. I certainly do. Hopefully, I'm much better now. Also, I'm stoked to give another quick and heartfelt shout-out, this time to Jazz, for becoming the latest individual supporter to The End. It is greatly appreciated, Jazz. May your selflessness act as a beacon to the others who want to see The End continue. And if that guilt trip worked on you, visit theend.fyi/support. And now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 75th, highlighted five shows in either the recently completed series or recent finale sections, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. The Department of Variants of Somewhere, Ohio, a dramatized sci-fi mystery horror series from Rat Grimes, which is written and produced by a non-binary artist and features LGBT plus characters and actors, posted the season 2 finale on the 7th of February. Listen to all 24 current episodes in about 10 hours. This House Will Devour You, a narrated horror series from Cytog Podcasts, posted the season 2 finale on February 6th. You'll need about 12 hours to listen to the 25 current episodes. The Ostium Podcast, a dramatized science fiction thriller from Alex C. Tealander that features a diverse cast, posted the season 6 finale on the 4th of February. Listen to the 69 current episodes in about 41 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers for those shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Midnight Burger, the dramatized sci-fi comedy series from Joe Fisher and Fable and Folly. Okay, now I know why people get addicted to this show and never want it to end. This show feels like Doctor Who, although it's certainly not like Doctor Who. Figure that out if you will. The writing and acting are superb. The storylines are as goofy as they are poignant, though it takes a while to see the latter, I admit. Here's a snippet from the first episode.
Okay. We're okay.
I'm going out there.
My car is gone!
No, it's probably right where you left it. It's probably us that's gone.
What does she mean, it's us that's gone?
Ava, don't go out there.
Relax. It's weird out here. It's not dusty, but I can't see past the parking lot.
The parking lot my car is supposed to be in? What's going on right now?
I think I know what this is. Hey, Casper, go to the back door.
What am I doing?
Just go!
Okay.
Do you see my car out there?
Your name's Gloria?
Yes.
Gloria, I'm gonna throw a rock away from this diner, and it is going to magically hit Casper, defying all laws of physics. When that happens, tell me how concerned you are about your car.
Wait, you're gonna do what? Ow!
Ha-ha!
You hit me in the eye!
Pocket dimension!
What is this place?
How did that curve all the way around to the back?
It didn't. We're just in a universe that's only about 6,500 feet across.
Casper!
Is that Leaf?
Who's Leaf?
He's our cook. Leaf?
Oh, thank God!
Hey, guys.
Leaf? What the fuck?
What's going on?
Listen, we don't have a lot of time.
Motherfucker! Everybody stop! God damn it!
Who's this?
This is the new waitress.
I absolutely am not the new waitress. Will someone explain to me what the fuck is happening?
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
Midnight Burger currently has three completed seasons, with season 4 slated to start in April. If you want to catch up before then, start now, as you'll need about 42 hours to listen to the current 44 episodes. My next recommendation is The Lamb, a dramatized comedy show from Amazon Presents starring David Krumholtz. Sign me up for irreverent comedies that actually make me laugh out loud. This is one of them, and it has such an amazing cast. It's one of my favorites. I'd love to play you the trailer or the snippet, but unfortunately this one's exclusive to Amazon Music, and that's not playing for me today. Hopefully that's temporary, because it is a really great show that you need to listen to. The Lamb is complete with a single season and 6 episodes for a listening time of just over 2 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 11 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 4 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 2 of Creation, a dramatized sci-fi horror series from Michaela Simone Mack, starts on the 9th of February. Catch up with the current 10 episodes in a little over 2 hours. Season 2 of Love Notes, a narrated romance series from Rachel Rondon, starts on the 13th of February. Catch up with the current 37 episodes in about 3.5 hours. Season 2 of Among the Stars and Bones, a dramatized sci-fi mystery horror series from Chris McGilton and Ungodly Hour Productions, starts on the 14th of February. Catch up with the current 10 episodes in a little less than 7 hours. Season 3 of Midst, a narrated, trippy sci-fi fantasy series from Third Person and Critical Role, starts also on the 14th of February. You'll need about 17 hours to listen to the current 38 episodes, and man, is the show good. And as a reminder, trailers or snippets for those 4 shows and the 3 other shows I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 75th issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting easy ways to listen, and something very new called collections, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The Departments of Variance of Somewhere, Ohio.
Hey, is this a drill? Where should I go?
We're in asymmetry then. This is worse than I thought. This isn't going to make much sense right now, but this building can move. Keep this receiver on you. If you get stuck or you see something that doesn't make sense, give me a call.
The best way to succeed is to submit. Submit to the will of your pinstripe gods.
Scarlet, pick up. There's something here. It's huge and...
That's what we call a lark. I don't know who it used to be, but that's what it is now.
None of this makes any sense. What the hell have you people gotten me into?
Nothing here makes sense. Get used to it. Welcome to the Department of Variance Control. Scarlet Jaunt, over and out.
The Department of Variance of Somewhere, Ohio is a new sci-fi horror audio drama by Rat Grimes, creator of the Dead Letter Office of Somewhere, Ohio. The Department of Variance is a full-cast serial fiction podcast about a shady governmental group that experiences a containment breach at its main office. One new hire and one mid-level employee from the Bureau of Transnatural Resources, named Jasmine Control and Scarlet Jaunt, are stuck on different floors when a lockdown begins. The two must communicate and get to the bottom of the building however they can. Not all is as it seems in the department, however. Beginning December 7th and airing weekly, listen wherever you get your podcasts, or go to somewhereohio.com or patreon.com/somewhereohio for more information. The department thanks you for your time.
The Department of Variance of Somewhere, Ohio, a dramatized sci-fi mystery horror series from Rat Grimes, has reached the season 2 finale. This house will devour you.
My dearest John, it was a joy to receive your letter on such a hot day here in Cairo.
Cairo, 1926. A vibrant cosmopolitan city on edge. Its infamous cabarets are a home to the disreputable and the disenchanted. Tourists crowd the bazaars seeking trinkets from the desert, while in drinking clubs, Archaeologists plan their next expeditions up the river. The city teems with unlicensed adventurers and fortune seekers, dreaming of finding an unopened tomb, or even perhaps mythical Zazura. Hiding amongst them all are a different type of seeker, the dangerous sort, in search of forgotten esoteric knowledge and no qualms as to how they acquire it.
Elizabeth Sanderson has come to Egypt in search of a cure for her brother. But who can she trust when everyone here has their own agenda? Esoteric cults, cursed expeditions, a dog-headed man whose visits presage a terrified death. All these and more will stand in her way.
Beyond the city, beyond the Nile Valley, lies the desert. Not everyone returns from its empty wastes. For those that do, sometimes something comes back with them.
The Hungry Tomb, coming summer 2023, is season 2 of This House Will Devour You, an epistolatory audio drama set between Egypt, Britain and Ireland in the 1920s. A tale of love, madness, old magics and dead gods. Season 1 was recommended by the Sunday Independent as perfect for the fireside and one of their newly hatched gems. Catch up now on Season 1 and join us this summer for Season 2 as a new adventure begins. This House Will Devour You is available on Apple, Spotify, Podcast Addict, YouTube and everywhere else podcasts are available. Listen now.
This House Will Devour You, a narrated horror series from SciTalk Podcasts, has reached the Season 2 finale. The Ostium Podcast.
And we're back.
We're back.
What do you want to do first?
I want to do what I never saw Jack Bauer do. Eat a delicious meal.
So, what have we missed?
Why would you like me to begin? I have a total of 9 days, 16 hours, 42 minutes, and 15 seconds to cover.
Anomalies?
Oh, shit.
Jakey?
You're not going to like my answer.
Do I usually? So, how's that going to work exactly? We share the seat, one ass cheek each?
I guess you're right, but I need science as my bedrock, my foundation to work out my theories, my hypotheses.
Any other science terms you want to throw in there, Buster? You haven't used empirical yet. That's a good one. Okay, Dr. Mad Scientist.
Hey, wasn't this your idea? Oh, I think my ass is broken.
I think it's more than my ass.
My ass feels quite fine, actually. Thanks for asking.
Sounds good to me. And I can keep the coffee going as needed.
Wait a second, just let me get comfortable. Okay, there we go. You can start now, Steve.
Fuck you, Jake.
Love you too, Monica.
Ostium, Season 6, Episode 61, Arrival will be released on Sunday, January 1st, 2023.
The Ostium Podcast, a dramatized science fiction thriller from Alex C. Telander, has reached the season 6 finale. Creation.
She taught herself to end her travels when the second hand on the clock moved 86,252 and a half ticks around. She knew it was a half tick and not a full tick, because while she was lying down on her slightly lumpy and overly used springform mattress, or at least the exact replica of it, she was trained to recognize the faint click the gears in the clock made with every half tick. It was a useless skill for most, but it opened her world to so many possibilities. See, while she was in bed, counting 86,252 and a half ticks on the clock, she allowed her mind to wander. She tuned her ears to the sound of the ticking apparatus on her wall and allowed it to be the background noise of her imaginings. While this sort of sound would drive the average person insane when hyper-focused on, the mechanically even tick spoke life into her. She would close her eyes and settle her aching back into the stained mattress beneath her. And while the muscles in her body fought to find comfort, she pulled all of her spiritual existence in, from the limbs of her body, the tips of her fingers, and the bones of her skeleton. From there, she'd guide her energy to the center of her torso and up into the space in her mind. She knew she couldn't stay out of her body for too long, so she made the mental reminder to count exactly 86,252 and a half ticks on the clock, so she knew when it was time to unwind her spirit from her mind to take root in her body once again.
Creation, a dramatized sci-fi horror series from Michaela Simone Mack, soon starts season 2. Love Notes.
Welcome to the Love Notes podcast. This podcast is for people who romanticize life. People who look at the most mundane moments and see a world of possibilities. Possibilities for connection, happiness, and hope. People who are just a little bit addicted to the bright side of life. These stories are for you. You who needs a daily dose of romance just to get out of bed in the morning. A reminder that there is more good than bad in this world. I hope you enjoy listening to these hopeful little stories as much as I enjoyed making them. Your friend, Rachel.
Love Notes, a narrated romance series from Rachel Rondon, soon starts season 2. Among the Stars and Bones.
Commence report.
Commence report.
Commence report.
Commence report.
So, I guess I start with commence report.
We have uncovered a complete subterranean alien colony city.
It's incredible. Huge. It just drops away from miles.
But I am more concerned with the benefits of this technology, not a history lesson.
Proximan remains have been found on site. This could indicate an evacuation gone wrong.
If the site was abandoned, which it seems to be, then there must have been a reason.
There's an entire mystery to go through here. 600 dead alien bodies, probably thousands more missing or otherwise unaccounted for.
I found a chamber. Something is ticking over down there. It's not dead.
We might figure out how it works by poking it, but unless we're careful, we'll likely blow our own faces off.
I asked him to look into that artifact. If something happened to him because of it...
Look, I'm just going to get right to it. We have a crew member missing.
Missing? There's no inherent danger involved in what I'm doing.
Among the Stars and Bones is A. Science fiction. Xeno-archaeological. Audio drama. For more information, go to www.amongthestarsandbones.com.
I guess that wraps it up. End report?
Among the Stars and Bones, a dramatized sci-fi mystery horror series from Chris McGilton and Ungodly Hour Productions, soon starts Season 2. Midst.
Oh hey, it's us. Your friendly neighborhood ambiguous shadowy weirdos here to say cryptic things at you as usual.
Are you ready for the third and final season of Midst? We certainly are.
Some of you have been waiting a very long time.
Good news. The wait is almost over.
Midst, man. What the heck?
A lot of questionable characters doing incredibly problematic things to each other in a series of increasingly insane, escalating circumstances while struggling to follow their warped moral compasses and do what they think is hopefully the right thing.
Can the trust get worse somehow? Can Phineas get less worse?
How much longer can Lark outrun her past?
Are there any objectively good guys in this story, other than Lark Weep?
How can any of these threads possibly be resolved with only one more season to go?
And we still don't even know what happened with that dang moon.
Are we ever gonna get some answers?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we will.
The third and final season of Midst unfolds February 14th.
Listen to the Pure Sound experience anywhere you stream podcasts or watch illustrated video episodes on the Critical Role YouTube channel.
In the meantime, you can follow us at Midst Podcast or join the fold on Midst.co to get early access to episodes, behind-the-scenes bonus content, music downloads, digital artwork, and more.
Everything's been leading to this.
We'll be with you to the end.
Do you trust us?
Midst, a narrated, trippy sci-fi fantasy series from Third Person and Critical Role, soon starts Season 3. That's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evoterra for the end. Cheers!